Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Windows to Your Spirit. For a change, I'm late. Ha ha, it's Mercury Karma. Such is life though. But anyway, I'd like to remind everyone, if you're calling in with questions, we'll get to you as soon as we can. Please make sure you have your detailed and specific question prepared. You get one question per caller. And we have quite a few people on hold tonight, so I'm going to be the stickler. It's 2 minutes per person. So the more detailed that question, the more likely it is that you'll get an effective answer. To schedule a full and proper reading with Kat, make sure you visit her website, Kathleen Avino, with a K, A-V as in Victor, I-N-O, .com. Do keep in mind, too, this is public, so whatever you say here, anyone can hear it, too. You might want to be a little cautious with the kinds of personal information that you're sharing. Of course, you can always find me at shyowl.net. Make sure you check out my Etsy shop. I just loaded up candles that I made during the full moon that are chakra balancing candles. I'm getting ready to load up dream catchers and mandalas and all kinds of great stuff. And you can find that all on my website. So, Kat, you beat me for a change.
Yeah. Welcome.
How are you doing this evening, Tracy?
Fabulous. How are you?
Good. I'm very proud of myself. I got my newsletter out for once. We were having some issues about transferring over from Vertical to Google and all that
good
technical
time.
Stuff that is kind of drowning.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that Bill was busy, so we need to reschedule that so that I can make sure that we get the October newsletter out, you know, sometime this week or next week. So I'll be looking for that. And also, please, you know, to really know right away what's going on with me and where I'm going to be, please Facebook, put a friend request, and I'd be more than happy to.
Do you also have the like page, right? Kathleen Avino, Psychic Medium.
Psychic Medium,
it's a fan page.
If you can't find me on the Kathleen Avino Psychic Medium page, you know, friend me on my regular page, it's fine. And then, you know, we'll get you switched over and be on both and, you know, see pictures of my demon dog, Bongo, and all that wonderful stuff, the fun stuff. For those of you who did receive the newsletter, you know, the blog was short and sweet, but I felt that it was important. You know, I deal with a lot of the readings where people are so frustrated because they don't understand why someone they care about or someone they know or someone they're even related to act in a certain way. You know, it kind of baffles them, or reaction they get. And they're always, you know, as human beings, we look through our eyes, our history, our belief system, our behaviors based on our past and our, you know, the teachings. So it's important that you always recognize and step back that everybody doesn't think the way you do. Probably the majority of people don't think the way you do. And it doesn't make it wrong or right, and no one says you have to agree with it. But if you open your mind and your heart a little bit, it will save you a lot of heartache and frustration and, you know, just confusion that is really not necessary. Ask the right questions and you'll get answers, maybe not what you want, but help you give you that insight. And if you are confused, you know you can reach out to me and Tracy and we can walk through the other person's thinking, which helps you understand why there was a given outcome, which
and having understanding doesn't mean you can change it. Once someone makes up
their
mind,
you can't
change
it.
All on them.
Right. This is about you making peace with an outcome. We can't change outcomes a lot of times. We can't change people. We can't change people's decisions. But we can make our journey of healing a lot more smooth, a lot faster. We can go on with our lives. So human nature is simple. We want to know why. And hopefully when we get that why, it may not solve the problem in an instant, but it certainly alleviates a lot of the blocks that prevent us from going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, I did hear you say that we're loaded tonight, which is fine.
We
sure
are.
For. Okay, but please remember, people, the more specific, because when we are loaded, Tracy, unfortunately, gets the bad job of being the bulldog and cutting you off. And we don't want to do that. We want to be able to accommodate our listeners.
So what's going to happen this year? What's coming for my love life? Those are not specific questions. Those are full readings. Visit the website.
And I just need a first name.
Kathleen Zeno, kathleen.com.
Right. And I need a first name. Don't need a date of birth. Don't need last names. But like I said, one question each. And, you know, Tracy and I are both reasonably priced. You know, life is not yes or no. So we are here to expand on it to help you get that why. So,
yes.
With that said,
right. First caller.
Onward and upward.
Area code. Area code 216. Can we get your name?
Hi there. My name is Sharon.
Hello, Sharon. How
Hi,
are you
Sharon.
Tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy Sunday.
Okay. Same to you, hon. How can we help you?
You see me finding employment. I've been contracting all year. I'm looking for work.
Honey, I got to be honest with you. They're telling me more part-time until probably May. It's an M month, so March, April, May of next year. But I do see income.
I know. I'm working. I'm contracting. It's decent money, but it's not what I want to do.
No, I know that.
Suffer
I don't
for
see this full-time.
Oh, God.
I know, and you're
Am
going
gonna,
from end. Yeah.
Is it
well, you know
be
the
right
thing
one?
Is, I think, you know, what this showing me is that it's like a half, like fractions, and then it becomes a number one. And what that means to me is you're going to be doing these contract piecemeal, but one of those contracts is going to offer you the one, the whole. But what you need to do, they're telling me, is when you get a position, let them know that this is something that you want down the road. A lot of times people think you want part-time and they're not interested in part-time. They want a person with a full-time mentality.
Well,
so
right,
you have to kind of let them know
it's
that.
It's just contracting. It is full-time. It's just not
right,
permanent.
Right, but I mean a permanent employee.
I got you.
Permanent employee.
The right
See,
one
I love it. I do contract work. I love it. I've done contract work for 20 years. I prefer that. I'm not good with being somebody's employee. So you see, it's there. They have to know what your true mentality is.
So you do see me working until then. Sorry,
Absolutely.
Will be working. Okay.
You'll be working. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see the money coming and I see the income, and then they're showing with an M month, could be March, May, April of next year, that span, spring, where one of those part-time or contract deals turns into an offer. Now, you might not take it, but I do see the offer.
Okay, thank you so much.
Best
At least
of
I'm
luck.
Thank
income.
You for calling.
I know. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Be blessed. All right, we'll get area code 805.
Hi, my name is Donna, and I wanted to know if there's a relationship coming in for me with the man. You know, I'd like to get married one day, and I wanted to know if you are sensing that this will happen one day for me.
Yes, it will.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, am I going to meet him in my town and... You know,
See, here's the problem with your question. You know, we want to be helpful, but you're asking me to describe the future relationship in the future, the man, the place. That's not one question, and we'd be trying not
That's
to
full reading.
Get caught with it. You're asking me, will there be a permanent relationship in your future leading to marriage? I'm being told yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. When you said details, I thought that meant to ask more questions. I didn't understand.
That's okay, your question
needed to be very detailed. Yes.
That's okay.
All right.
So like I said, if you want more details, you know how to get a hold of us.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Be blessed. All right. Area code 510. Can we get your first name?
Hi. My name is Tasha.
Hello, Tasha. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you ladies doing?
Good. We're hanging in there.
Okay.
My question,
my son get his SSI reinstated for next month? Because they cut him off this month, and I'm having issues with paying my bills.
I see a delay for next month. Unless you basically become a potted plant in somebody's office or a real, you know, nuisance, I don't see it being corrected within 30 days, no.
So he will get it next month?
No, I'm saying he will not get it.
Oh,
there's a delay.
In getting it, okay.
Right.
It
in other
can
words,
take
for it to happen, Nick,
to pull this together.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. In other words,
okay,
it's not 30 days, and
okay,
for it to happen, where you know sooner than really dragged out. What my guides are telling me to tell you is, you need to be absolutely positively on top of this to even get it within, you know, 2-3 months.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that insight.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Be blessed, then. All right. We get area code 724.
Hello?
Yeah, let me get who this is. Hi. Get your name.
My name is Kristen.
Hello, Kristen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. How can we help you?
I have been having a recurring dream for months now, and the dream always takes place in October, and it's always involved somebody coming back from my past, the same person. It's always the same storyline. So I was just curious on if this person was coming back.
You have a name?
His name?
Yeah.
Yeah, his name is Tim.
What is it, hon?
Tim.
Ken, no. What my guys are telling me, this is something that, if it's in a dream, some dreams are premonitions of things
mm-hmm.
to come. This is a deep-seated desire. You miss this man. You've never made peace with his living, and you never had closure. So it keeps coming up because it's not resolved.
Okay.
I'm sorry, honey.
No, that's okay. He's not good anyway. I know that.
Make peace with that. Make it go away.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those issues.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, if you want me to take a look at it, I'd be more than happy to do a longer reading, and we can even help do a clearing for you.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're
all
welcome.
All right, be blessed, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we'll get area code 402, and this is the last caller. So I know there were some more people that were on that kind of dropped off because you probably got tired of waiting. But after this one, we'll be free and clear. So come back.
Okay.
Area code 402. Can we get your first name?
Hi, my first name is Kuulelani.
Well, that's an interesting name. Are you Hawaiian
mm-hmm.
or Polynesian?
Yeah, I'm part Hawaiian. Yes.
Cool.
Thanks.
So how can we help you?
My question was, how do I attract the love that I want in my life? Is that too general or broad, or what can I do?
I don't mean to laugh.
That's
just
very general.
It's so funny when we have a retrograde radio show. Tracy and I bent over backwards to plead with the listeners, please don't ask me, how can I fix my life? How can I change?
I'm not trying to figure out
what I'm saying. We don't want to be rude. You know, we're trying really hard not to be rude. It's like, okay. I will tell you this. I will condense your question, and you're going to hate the answer. Stop looking. All right?
Yes.
Attraction implies you want to attract someone, which means that you're looking for them. The best way to attract what you want is to be happy and peaceful with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And not need a relationship, but put yourself in places that bring you joy. And therefore, people will gravitate to you without you looking. Okay?
But
the hardest thing in life is to let go of the looking.
Are the ones I don't want, but I will quit looking. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I sincerely, trust me.
All right, God bless you guys a lot.
Thank you.
You too.
Like
all
I said, we don't mean to cut people off. We want to give everybody a chance. We only have a half an hour. So,
yeah.
And I hope
all right,
we are trying to
Skype
be helpful.
Caller. Right. Skype caller, we get your first name.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
All ones. It's a computer call. Can we get your first name?
Hi there.
I hear you moving.
Hi.
Hi.
First name, please.
Hi, this is Jane.
Hi, Jane. How are you tonight?
Hi, Jane.
I'm good. How are you doing, ladies?
Good. How can we help
you? Well, do you see any changes coming up for me at work?
I see you keeping your job, if that's what you're asking me. I don't see any promotions.
Okay, so you don't see me moving on to a different job or
I don't see any changes in terms of, I see steady paychecks.
Right,
I see frustration because I don't see the changes. That's the point. Also, you need to reach out to the right people. My guys are saying that they are very happy where you are and you serve their purpose. And unless you rattle a few cages, they're going to keep you there because that works for them. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, somehow.
Because understand something, if they move you, they got to fill that spot. And they're very happy with the job you're doing. That's why I don't see any break in employment unless you choose to leave.
Okay, so you don't see me moving on to something new.
Are they going to move you? Is that what you're asking me?
No, like me moving to like a different account or, you know, getting a new job. Like,
I don't see any. If I go out until spring, I don't see any changes unless you decide to leave the company.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's something that you're going to have to spearhead to make change. Otherwise, the company is not going to offer you something for change unless you go after it. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And it has nothing to do. It's actually the opposite. They think you're a great employee because you're doing a really good job. They want you to stay put.
In spite of the tension, it's positively aspected from their perspective, from your employer's perspective.
Right. You're doing an excellent job. You're just bored. You want some challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
True?
Yeah, that's true.
So you're going to either have to ask for it or start a job search. Because I don't see them walking up to you and going, hey, by the way, we think you're awesome. Here. Let me give you something. It's not going to work that way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do try to get something, there's going to be resistance because they don't want to move you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Does that help, I hope?
Yeah, it does, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. So, if anybody else wanted to call in, because I know we dropped like 5 callers. So, if you wanted to call back in, we have time.
That's because we sounded mean.
That's because we sounded mean.
We
do sound mean tonight.
Oh my goodness, it's just this retrograde thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like I said, how do I answer in 2 minutes? You know, what's the rest of my life going to be like? Or, you know, we don't want to give them a half-assed answer. People, understand this.
Right.
We are not looking to give you a half-assed answer, but we can't go into too much detail, otherwise it drags on. So, you know, I hope that what little information we do give you at least propels you in the direction that you're looking to go in, you know? And we hope that that makes a difference. And we also hope that, you know, you listen to the show, because a lot of the readings I do for other people may also help you in your understanding of your situation. So we hope that you do stay with us, you know, stay with us and listen to the show, because that can also be beneficial. And when I do have time like this, I will kind of go into a little more detail for the people I've had to, unfortunately, not meaning to, cut short. So, you know, it's like the one lady who talked about, you know, attracting. The attracting means being in a good place, being happy, throwing out to the universe what you want, but then letting it go. You know, attraction doesn't mean you work at it 24/7. Attraction means throw it out there, get your life where you want it to be, happy, fulfilled. This way you can attract the right person. She made the point that, well, I keep getting the wrong guys. Well, you're getting the wrong guys because your life is not full and where you want it to be, and you're lonely.
Exactly.
And you attract people that take advantage of that loneliness. And that's what you don't want. So when you can shift from needing or desiring or really wanting a partner to, hey, if a partner comes in, it's great, but my life's really amazing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
When you shift there, and I've been doing readings over 20 years, people call me all the time. They go, Kat, we did not believe you. We thought you were lying to us. Okay? We thought you were full of crap. because you told me to do this and I never thought it would work. In the meantime, they either met somebody or all of a sudden they started meeting people that were in better places in their lives and not taking advantage of the loneliness that you're inadvertently projecting when you're looking for somebody. You know, I've been single for a long time, and I've made peace with it. And I meet people all the time. But it has to be the right person. I'm not in a place in my life where I'm going to settle, and neither should anybody else. And that goes for job situations, too. You know, if you sit there staring at your desk saying, oh, please promote me, but you're talking to your desk and not to the people that matter, or doing things, just take initiative to make it clear what you want. And if you see that there's no niche here, you have to make a big life decision and bite the bullet and do a job search, which I really don't recommend right before the holidays because that's like suicide because nobody hires. Normally you don't get anybody hiring between November and the end of January, early February. It's just everybody's too busy decorating Christmas trees and Hanukkah bushes. So they're really wrapped up in the holidays, you know, and it's the end of the year, but he's tired, you know, unless it's an immediate need, it's not a good time for a job search. It doesn't mean that you give up on your job search. It means that you plan for it. You do your research. You know, no one's going to drop a little package out of the sky and hit you on the head. So that's why there is no yes and no answers in life. Unless, of course, you ask me, am I going to meet somebody someday? The answer is yes.
You know, obviously you're going to meet somebody.
You're going to meet somebody, you know.
Along
a long-term relationship to marriage, yes, it's down the road. But the other thing is timing is also dependent on what you do. You know, if you do this, you know, if you treat relationship like job search, you're screwed because that means that you're looking. You're going to attract the wrong people. You know, so that's kind of how it works in a nutshell. And not being mean, and I feel bad if we scare anybody away, but like I said, we're trying to.
October. It's October. It's our job to scare people.
When did Mercury go direct? Yesterday?
You know what? I don't know. It feels like we're in Mercury hell still. So
my mother's car battery died this morning, so we must have been retrograde. But I think it's the 4th. It's just today. I think we go direct today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or is it the 7th? We should know this stuff. This is like our job. We should know this.
I can't keep up.
You know
why?
Because you get so wrapped up in living it that you're like, by next week, by the end of this week, you're going to see the energy.
We'll be past all this eclipse crap and the full moon stuff
it's a lot of moon stuff going on, which really kicks your emotions in the butt. Your emotions, you're feeling rejected, you're feeling lonely. You know, it's the moon, you know, governs emotion. So, you know, it's going to be more intense. What do we have? We had red moon, blood moon, full moon, a lot of moons.
Yeah.
Pretty intense. And the red moon once every 33 years.
Yeah.
So there's a real good chance I'm not going to get to see another one. Katrina will. But not
the next one is in like 2033 or something.
Yeah, 33 years from now. No, it's even more. 15 plus 33, approximately. Dude, if you say 30 years, that's 2045. I'll be winged.
No, they're going to make you stay along.
But they're
going to
make me live forever. I'm
going to
be like those little old ladies on Facebook. Oh, I'm 105. Will you please like me? God bless you for being 105 and still wanting to be talking to people at that point.
You know what? There's a woman on who is 84, and she has a model page. She's a model, and she models updated styles of clothes, and she's cute. Your mom could do this. She's cute. I could see you doing that. So, we're not so limited by age anymore like we used to be. It's all in your head.
That's nothing. They have
how you perceive it.
One woman, she's 93, and she still runs a clothing design manufacturing line in New York, and she's 93.
Wow.
93. And my mother will still be driving her Mustang convertible, and she's 93. But actually now she wants her MG. She wants a smaller car. She wants to go back to her Triumph or an MG. She's looking at the little Mazda sports car. You know, 82 years old with a sports car.
Yeah, well, that's what I would pick. So,
well, I told her this way she can find parking spots easier. This way it won't make her so crazy. But anyway, the biggest thing is to make sure that if you are getting my newsletter, enjoy it. And if you're not getting my newsletter, please send me your email at KathleenAvino@gmail.com. And there's recipes in there, where I'm going to be, my blog, all the fun stuff, and Pretty Angels. And like I said, if I can get Tracy's significant other to walk me through transferring to Outlook, whatever the hell it's called, then we can send a nice direct shot. No more dopey PDF. Yeah. And then you get to enjoy it. Because, you know, I spend some time on it and I enjoy doing it. And, you know, I want to be helpful. This month's recipe was, I think it was tomato salad. Yeah, tomato salad. So I figured you guys are getting your tomatoes, last little bunch of tomatoes off your tomato plants from the garden. And if not, they're still cheap in the stores.
Yes, they are. For a little bit longer.
And just your food,
remember.
We're
down to our last minute, so wind us down here, Kat.
Well, basically, live your life for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not selfish, it's necessary. And if you don't understand an outcome, for 2 seconds, just walk a mile in their shoes. Not everyone thinks the way you do. And I know you know that, but when confronted with it, a lot of people forget. So make your life easier. Have more fun. Communicate your ideas to people better. Ask for what you want, especially you in business. Ask for what you want. Your employer can't read your mind. The most they can say is no, and they might say yes. Okay? So with that note, give me a call if you'd like me to further expand, or I can not cut you off and give you a very in-depth reading at Kathleen Avino, A, V as in Victor, INO.com, Kathleen with a K, LEEN, in Brooklyn, America, okay? And you can give me a call and book a reading, and it's always my pleasure to do these shows. But please, in the future, work on the questions so it makes it more pleasant for all of us. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a blessed day, and that Tracy and I were helpful. And Tracy, thank you so much. You make this possible. All right? So take care, and we'll meet November. I think it's November 3rd, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
The first Sunday of the month. Take care and be well until then. Thank you, Tracy.